Six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Okay. Let's rock. The current time is, of course, 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of the the Dubious Goals. Yeah, the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm drinking a little bit of tea here. Because, well, I don't know, that's what I do now, isn't it? Oh, so we gotta get into this, because I got some reports for you today. And the first report we have is the Open Mic Report. So, welcome to the Open Mic Report. My name is Tobe. And last night, I went to... Hold on. That animal is in my wall again. I can hear him. What the hell, damn guy? Here, listen to this. Wait, it stopped. So what I gotta do is I gotta get up. And I start pounding on the wall. Some dude is in my wall. Anyway. What was I talking about? Oh yes, last night. Because last night was open mic night at the Broke Down Palace. So I drove over to the Broke Down Palace. It's very close to where I live. And I sort of got there a little bit late, despite making an effort not to. But there was some people signed up. I checked the list before I left, and first Tommy was going to play, and then Zaya was going to play, and then Ted from Silk Knights, who is now, thanks to Spider-Cat, performing under the name Teddy Barrel. I don't know what's going on in these kids' minds, but anyway. I really wanted to go up and see at least that part of the show, right? And then there were some people signed up for later. But I showed up at about 8:02, and Tommy was up there playing, and I love this guy. This is the guy who just plays guitar. He's got a nice pedal board and a looper, and he knows what he's doing, and he's good at playing guitar. He has technique. He has done this before. It's obvious that he's at least a semi-professional. And he just has this cool sound, this cool tone. And when he got done, he was like, "Hey, Tobe." I'm like, "Yeah, Tommy." And then he gave me a sticker, because a couple weeks ago, or a week ago, he said he's got stickers. He's got one for me. And where did I put him? Where did I put that? Oh, it's right over here. Yeah, it's cool. It's an oval, so it looks. It's an oval shaped sticker that's about the same ovularity as the country of origin stickers you find on cars, but instead of this being a boring black and white, this is awesome. This is a cool sticker. And he told me what nebula this is, but now I can't remember. But it's a very nice cosmic photograph of what I thought originally was Pillars of Creation. And I said that, and he said, "Oh no, it's the blah blah nebula." And now I can't remember what he told me. And then over that, in white, is basically a tag that just says Tommy in a very nice hand style. Graffiti style, hand style, beautiful, just absolutely cool. And I was like, "Oh, dude, thanks." So I got cool stickers, and then that's when I told him, you know, that last song you did, and just his sort of style in general, kind of reminds me of some of the music in the series Lucy, Daughter of the Devil. Now, if you've never seen Lucy, Daughter of the Devil, I highly recommend it. It's a very funny show. It's and it's got all your favorite Adult Swim stars in it. H. John Benjamin, Melissa Glaske, what's her name? You know who I mean. It's a great show, and the music is interesting, and it has this vibe. Well, Tommy's sort of got that vibe, too, and I was telling him about it. I'm like, you got to go listen to some of this music. You'll know what I'm talking about. So I talked to Tommy for a while, and then Zaya got up on stage and did a bunch of great stuff. He did a song that I did not immediately recognize, probably one of his originals. And then he did his North 72nd Street song, which, frankly, I think is his best song, and other people have also told him that. And, oh, he also did Riders on the Storm by The Doors, of course, and that was awesome. And he did Waiting on a Friend by The Stones. And that's a song that I like. And to be perfectly honest, that's a song that's part of my secret acoustic open mic set. You know, for those nights when I'm lurking around with my Zook. Yeah, now I can't do that anymore because I don't want Zaya to think I'm stomping on him. Not that Zaya's ever seen me play, but yeah, whatever. So Zaya played and he was great. And then Ted got up, Teddy Barrel. Teddy Barrel got up and did, he did his thing. And his thing is, it was very jazzy, lots of cool jazz. And, you know, set up a loop and then solo over it and do all this weird psychedelic stuff. And he's got his effects board and was just doing insanity. And it was just, wow. It was really great. I just never ceases to amaze me. And since it was kind of slow, you know, there was people booked for the first half hour, and then there was nobody until like 11 o'clock. So Spider Cat let everybody sort of go long. And so then about Teddy Barrel, he finished up about 9:15 or shortly thereafter. And that's when I packed it up and went home. I had some stuff I wanted to do. I had some synth stuff I wanted to do. Because that one thing was bothering me, and I really felt like I needed to fix it. So I came home and then did stuff. And that was the extent of the open mic report. A good night. They still haven't fixed the window at the bar. So there's still, you know, now like 8 less seats. For some reason, they're not allowing people to sit there by the window because there's no window, even though it's boarded up. I don't personally understand it. Plus, last night I found a sticker on the board. And I keep thinking, why hasn't anybody painted anything on this plywood? Like some dancing bears. Because this is a dead bar. Why aren't there any damn dancing bears on? Somebody. Very clearly needs to cut a dancing bear stencil and then hit it up with some, like, say, some red, some aqua, some blue and yellow paint. Oh, I got pink too. Yay. Oh, I need to talk to Steven. I've never met Steven. Steven's one of the owners. He owns the Broke Down and the Shakedown. And maybe other stuff, I don't know. I gotta talk to him. I need to get his contact information. Because I could just drop him a little email and say, hey, can I paint some bears on those boards? Okay, keep it moving, Tub. Keep it moving. We've got a lot of... a lot of fun stuff to pack into the show today. So let's step outside because, well, the current time is 1940 UTC, and that means it's time for the exciting Chicken Report. Hello and welcome to the Chicken Report. My name is Tobin, and I live next door to some chickens. And I just walked out my garage and I can see my chicken buddies. And they're all kind of hanging around. Oh, and there's a little bunny over here too. He was right here in my side yard. He was looking at the chickens saying, what the hell are these things? Okay, who's in the chicken run today? We got at least two big black chickens, three big black chickens, the medium-sized white chickens. And I think we got Silkies hiding over here. I can't see him. Yeah, there's one. We got my Silkies. There's two. So we got Silkies. Well, hello. I hear you saying hi to me. Hello, bro. We got chickens. I'm a little over a meter away from this big black chicken. And she looks very nice. Very majestic. In the shade. They're avoiding the sun. I don't blame them. I have the sun directly on me right now. And I don't like it. I'm stepping back into the shade on my driveway, looking around in my neighborhood. What am I looking for? Shaggy manes. Because yesterday when I went to the bar, I drove by those shaggy manes again, and they were full cap extension. They were really big. Not the biggest shaggy manes I've ever seen, but chunky. So they're sporing out. They're blowing spores all around the neighborhood. I hope I get infected. By which I mean my lawn. Okay, open the mailbox. Oh, I got a letter. Oh, and I can tell by the handwriting who it's from. The stamp is also a dead giveaway. It's a rocket that says Deutschland on it. And there's also a sticker on it that says Prioritare Luftpost. That's German for primary Luft stick. All right, I'm checking over here by my tree. It looks like my piperatus mushroom got whacked by the lawnmower guys. That's fine. Hopefully it's spored out. And it's all spores now. So spore up, lawn. Spore up, baby. Yeah, so who do I know that's currently in Germany where they say words like Luftpost and Deutschland? See, if you hear somebody saying those words, they're talking about Germany. I'm going back inside. Well, of course, it's our little Publius. Publius Lector. Somewhere in München, Deutschland. Close the garage door. And enter back into the house. All right. I love good mail day. And I will open this later. At my leisure. Take my time. Enjoy the experience. Yeah, okay, so I gotta get up. Oh, this is messed up. Okay, there we go. And that's not good. I got cables falling out of things. We gotta move over here into the synth zone. Because as I mentioned earlier, I was messing around last night with this stuff. Because, well, I had to change that one thing. Well, it's not that I had to. It's not that I had to change it. Well, I was thinking. Well, okay. Start at the beginning. You know that main sort of theme, the honky wonga da wonga da wonga. That's got to go. We got to take that out. That does not work for the genre. But is that what I'm really trying to do? Am I really
trying to hit something genre-wise. Anyway, let's go into this. Hold on. And let's start it up. Okay, so the main theme here has been reduced to just bum 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 bum. And then there was a variation of it. See, it kind of works like this, but there was a variation of this that I changed, and the new thing sounds like this. Let's wait for it to come around. Here we go. I screwed it up anyway. So now it's this different rhythm. It was something different before. And this is the part that I changed. And then, of course, the full main theme sounds something like this. Alright. So we've got this sort of mellowed down version that we can switch to. And we can further take it down. But yeah, that's what I did last night. Let's go back to that one. Why is that so soft? Wait, I gotta put the mic down. I wanna change something. Oh, that's... It is already changed. Why was that weird? Okay. I guess we're good. I don't wanna sit like this. I sat like this for about 45 minutes last night, and I screwed my knee up even worse. Anyway, okay, here we go. Here we are. So what? So I'm thinking about taking all of that out, because this isn't deep hypnotic techno. But was that what I was really going for? Eventually, and I think it's going to be the next thing. we're going to actually set out to make a deep hypnotic track start from to finish. But right now, what I'm thinking is, what if, I thought of this morning, let's unplug that and plug it into here. Let's now take a patch cable and go out from the SMR. The SMR is the super crazy filter bank. And we're going to put that in the in of the VCA. And we should be able to hear it if I turn up one of these knobs. Okay, so there's... Turn the knob on the SMR. Get some movement. There's our thing. We're going to turn it down until we can't hear it, which is right about there. Well, actually, you can still kind of hear it, can't you? There. All right, close enough for classical music. And now we got to take another patch cable. And is this going to be long enough? We have one channel of modulation left. So we're going to plug that into the CV input of the VCA. And now we get this. Go. All right. You might be able to hear it. I'll turn it up really loud. Yeah, not that great. It's not that great because it's set for a bunch of random crap. We don't need random crap. We need awesome crap. So let's try this. We'll go 1E and and we're gonna put that into channel 2. Okay. And we're gonna stop it and restart it so the timing is correct. I'm gonna mute that. I'm gonna turn this up. I'm gonna give it some reverb. Okay, and that's fun. But we can also do this. And we can do this. Wait, we're still doing the same thing. Let me get this set to about here, and then we can turn this knob. Wow. I'm gonna turn up the CV to that. Let's go back. It's a little clicky, and that's cool. And we can turn it to noise. So we got that, if we want more noise. Interesting and all. But what's the point? Why are we doing this? Does it matter? And why am I so short of cables? Where's all my damn... Oh, right. They're all upstairs. They're all upstairs in the other synth zone. So I'm going to add a cable. Let's add some pitch to this. See what happens. Does this even work? Can I plug it into this? Yeah, okay, that's a thing. What if we plug it into this side? Oh, it's more minor-y. It's a little clicky, but that's okay. Is it? Oh, I know why it's clicky. I think I can fix it if I push this button and this button. Well, or maybe not. Although it's a little better. Okay, this is great and all. But what are we doing? We're just messing around is what we're doing. Do I want to pursue this? I don't know. It's weird and I like it, but that's not what we're doing. What are we doing? We need to unplug... Wait, unplug the wrong thing. Unplug this. Okay, and now it's irritating me and I can't think, so we're stopping everything. And what I'm thinking is we need to trigger. I need to trigger the SMR so that it will, I don't have the triggers, so that it will rotate and do all of its cute tone changing tricks on its own. But we're not keeping this. Why are we? This is just a wild experiment. I don't have enough triggers. I've got triggers, but those are too fast. Those are too slow. We got no modulation left. Basically, I just need to hit a trigger once. Oh, we could use the B clock? What's the B clock plugged into? The B clock is driving those clock dividers. Well, we could wire something up if we wanted to get complicated. Do we need to get complicated? I don't particularly feel like we do. Obvious that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that ends every single day at 2000 hours UTC right here on and on radio. My name is Tobe. I gotta run off and do some stuff. What am I doing?